There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The president has set an ambitious and, I think, under current circumstances, unrealistic goal when he talks about our intent being to destroy ISIS. With the means that he has approved so far, I think that's an unattainable objective.
Robert Gates, the former defense secretary, talking about ISIS and ISIS every day making news in some way, because you can bet they make sure of it. This time they're trying to control the flow of traffic through social media and what they're pumping out there and pushing harder on recruits. Hey, everybody. Kate D, hanging out with you in those nooks and crannies. I know some of you, it's pretty rough in the nooks and crannies because you're digging out still from some incredible amounts of snow, and it seems to be in New England more than any other place where they're slammed by it. Also in the Midwest, though, in Chicago, it was just awful. I have a cousin who lives in Chicago, and he was sending me pictures of his daughter making snow angels and said she didn't really get it because she put her face first in the snow. She didn't understand to lay on her back. So currently, because of the nasty Arctic air, it's plunging cold in the Midwest and in the Northeast, deep freeze. That's what we're talking about. So you've got snow, deep freeze, terrible wind, winter weather warnings throughout New England, and you get that drifting snow, terrible in Maine and Vermont, upstate New York, Michigan, freezing cold. It's challenging, right? Isn't that they call it challenging, people who aren't dealing with it? The rest of us in the Southeast and other parts of the country. You had a lot of trains that were delayed on Monday. It was a tough commute. You had flights that were canceled, 4,100 flights, 3,500 delayed. So a lot of travelers affected by this winter weather. And to top it off, adding insult to injury, Punxsutawney Phil decides to tell us, because he saw a shadow, that there are six more weeks of winter headed your way. And depending on where you live, that's not necessarily a good thing, is it? It's just a rough patch you get through. There are great things about the winter, and there are tough things about the winter. Here's what I wonder. Now we live in a world where so many people can work from home. I mean, you work from home. There's no snow day, because you can work unless the internet's down, the power's out, something like that. But otherwise, you can certainly work. And so I wonder how much that absenteeism has been affected. I would say it's probably not as bad because of that factor. What is bad, and what people are really buzzing about, is the measles. The CDC really urging measles vaccinations because of the outbreak. They have 100 cases confirmed so far. They think there's more than that. What's really interesting is Chris Christie, who would like to be the next president of the United States, and he's running, of course, on the Republican side of things, or we know he's going to say he's going to run. He says that parents, initially during the day, he said that parents should have a choice in vaccinations. And this was after he did a tour of a biochemical research center during this mission, a three-day trade mission to the United Kingdom, and this is when we've got this measles outbreak that's been horrific from Disney, because it came from Disney and somebody brought it over, is what they think. So he went on to say that he and his wife had vaccinated their kids, and that was the best expression that he could give you, and then talked about, I understand that parents need to have some measure of choice in things. And then a few hours after that, his office said in a statement that the governor believes vaccinations are an important public health protection. And with a disease like the measles, there's no question kids should be vaccinated, because all states require kids to get certain vaccinations to enroll in school. Although California and New Jersey are among the 20 states that let parents opt out because of personal belief waivers. But because of what's happened at Disney and what the CDC is saying, he reeled his comments back in, what he said. And it goes to that argument about the whole vaccination thing. I mean, the problem with the measles, especially, is it's so contagious and it spreads in the air. Somebody could have the measles and you walk into the bathroom where they were and, man, it's in your face. You got it. And you get that fever, the blotchy rash. It's a mess. So the Disney nightmare continues with these measles being contracted at Disney. Can you imagine? You just want to take your kids, slam them in Fantasyland and Dumbo and have a little vacation, and then you walk away with the measles. Oh, that would be the worst. The worst, let me tell you. The big buzz out of Washington is the president's budget filled with lots of taxes. That's not a surprise. It's a $4 trillion budget, and the tax increases are a little more than $2 million, and that's over the next decade, by the way, so it's not tomorrow. It's over the next decade, and he sent his budget and is pressing Congress to approve it, but you can bet that's not going to happen. There's going to be a tug of war over this. One of the big things I can pull out of this right at the top for you is top earners in the country would see an increase in capital gains rates to 28%. That's up from 24.2%, and the change would raise about $208 billion. And then there's a 14% one-time tax on what was not taxed in the past, foreign income, a 19% minimum tax on foreign income, and so that goes. And there are other kinds of cigarette taxes, tobacco tax is now there too as well. A per pack tax would go from $1.01 to almost $2.95. That would reel in about $95 billion in revenue. And the Speaker of the House was one of the first people to speak, not surprisingly. And he said the president is advocating more spending, more taxes, more debt. A proposal that never balances is not a serious plan for America's fiscal future. When do we have a balanced budget? Deficit. Oh, but that's old news. The deficit, it's like the debt clock is broken in New York. We know it's crazy, outrageous. And so these are more to add on to it. It's the whole tax and spend. Is tax and spend work, or is there a different way to balance it out? Now, we know infrastructure is a problem, and one of the things that is in the budget as well is a six-year, $478 billion public works program for highway, bridge, and transit upgrades. And half of it would be financed with that tax I mentioned, with a 14% tax on U.S. companies' overseas profits. So this will be interesting to see how this is kind of tossed around. There's going to be massive contention over this, and of course, that's not surprising. Many Republicans support like extra military spending, but oppose increased domestic spending. So that's probably with the taxes and whatnot. Look for some late nights, some interesting rhetoric, and probably not much to happen there. A lot happened in here. We're kicking it to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
To pose to everyone out there listening. Are you listening? Should an employee's political beliefs make him or her susceptible to firing? I want you to weigh in on this tonight. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Our pal Justin Danhoff has been on the show many times, director of the Free Enterprise Project at the National Center for Public Policy Research. Actually, you know how he goes after some of these companies. He approached two huge corporate giants, Visa and Costco, to ask the CEOs if they would protect their workers, protect their right to freely engage in politics and civil activities. And we want to find out what he found out. Hey, Justin, what a brilliant idea. What gave you the idea to go and do this, first of all?
Yeah, so the genesis for this most recent project actually was last April. A big incident that went viral was the firing of, or the ousting of, the CEO of Mozilla. You may recall that the gay and lesbian rights activists had uncovered that Brandon Eich, the CEO of Mozilla, had donated $1,000 towards Proposition 8 in California. So out come the pitchforks, out comes the media, and out goes Brandon Eich from his job at Mozilla, even though he was the CEO. He's the inventor of JavaScript, by all accounts, a very well-respected individual in the internet and tech fields. But he was let go. So we were kind of taken aback by, you know, the very public shaming and the heckler's veto causing the man to step down from his job. So I did a lot of research into what laws exist out there, and it turns out that only about half of Americans live in a jurisdiction that has any statutory or legal protection whatsoever for employees who are disciplined or fired for engaging in First Amendment political activities. So that quite literally means half of American workers could find themselves with a pink slip simply for engaging in political activity on their own time, mind you, on their private time that their supervisor or their boss disagrees with. And so there's lots of ways to try and fill this void, but we figured one good way was to use the Free Enterprise Project and ask major corporations that operate in multiple different jurisdictions, right? There's Costco's everywhere. Visa has employees all over the place. Say, look, under state laws, under jurisdictional laws, your employees are differently situated. Some of them would be protected from a supervisor who wanted to demote them or fire them for their private political activities. Some of them wouldn't be. So why don't you guys adopt corporate-wide policy? You know, every employee's got your, you know, code of conduct, your employee manuals. Why don't you guys do it as corporations? And then all of your workers will be protected no matter which office they happen to work in, or in the case of Costco, which retail store they happen to work in. And so we've asked dozens of corporations, throughout the last 8 or 9 months this question. And it just so happens that the first two shareholder meetings of the year, fell to Visa and Costco.
And what did you find out? What did they tell you?
So, you know, we had quite a juxtaposition. We had actually filed shareholder resolutions late last year with both companies. And Visa very quickly, decided to go ahead and adopt a new policy. Their governance committee of the board of directors of Visa voted on and approved a policy that will protect all of its workers. Costco, on the other hand, petitioned the Securities and Exchange Commission for the right to exclude our proposal altogether. They had no interest in protecting their employees from this kind of retribution on the job. And so I went to both shareholder meetings, and I thank Visa, and I, you know, a lot of employees go to these meetings too, and I let the employees know, hey, look, you know, you work for a great company that values you, not just while you're here, but also in your private, political life. And I went to Costco and I asked the chairman of the board and the CEO why they would fight so hard, pay lawyers, go through rounds of battles with the Securities and Exchange Commission and us, ultimately for the right to get our proposal kicked off the proxy. Why wouldn't they protect their employees, especially because they're a retail giant with employees everywhere? You know, they have over 195,000 employees.
Yeah.
And they just flat refuse to protect their workers. And it's very, very discouraging. For multiple reasons. One, it's the second largest retailer that exists behind Walmart. And number two, the leadership of Costco, you know, Brotman's the chairman, Jelinek's the current CEO, Senegal's still around, he's the prior CEO. This is the gentleman who spoke at the Democratic National Convention not too long ago, praising President Obama. So if you work for Costco, you know that your leadership team, not all, but certainly much of it, consists of very, very partisan liberal individuals. And they just fought for the right to ensure that they could demote or fire you for your political activity. That's a scary proposition if I'm a Costco employee.
Yeah, I agree with you because, first of all, it's such a gray area anyway. What somebody could report you and say, well, you know, they started talking about who they wanted for the president to be, and, you know, it could be a personal vendetta against somebody. I mean, who's ratting somebody out? How do they determine that? The guidelines, I think, would be really iffy. A good lawyer would have a field day with it, and it sets a very bad precedent, for sure. There's no question about that. But don't you think that would be, that's one of the things. How's it enforceable?
Well, yeah, that is what's so interesting about this. It is kind of a gray, murky area in the law, and that's why we ask these companies to take care of the murkiness, right? To just adopt very clear, stringent policies so everybody everybody operates under the same set of rules. Because, you know, like I said, only about half of American workers have any statutory protection at all if they're fired, but they'd have a lot to prove. They'd have to prove that is why they were fired or demoted, first of all. And like you said, that's very gray. That's very difficult unless your supervisor came up and said, you know, I'm letting you go because of that, you know, Republican bumper sticker on your car or your Democrat sticker on your car. But no supervisor's likely to say that. They're likely to do it without giving you that as the reason. And so, you know, one of the main reasons we really want these protections in place is because the CEO of Costco, even if he wanted to, couldn't protect all 195,000 workers. He can't go to the Costco here in D.C. and make sure, you know, second shift supervisor George isn't going to fire, you know, his two checkout people that he disagrees with politically. It's just not possible. That's why if you instill it in a code of conduct, if you instill it in an employee manual, that's where we can protect the most number of workers. And let me just point out that while we've had some pushback from Costco and a few other companies that you'll hear about later in the shareholder season, most American companies that we've dealt with have agreed with us and either already protect their workers or they realized there was a void in their company policies. And they have since added protections that keep their workers and employees free from this type of retribution.
Yeah,
so Costco's an outlier.
Yeah, such a smart way to go because of all the things you just discussed. And, hey, who knows, the lawsuits then that could pile on after that, too, if they had some crazy regulations about it. I think it's just such a gray area. Do you think other companies just don't even want to touch this, huh? Or they just leave it alone, leave it where it is?
Yeah, you know, corporate culture, you know, oftentimes is skittish, right? So we've run into that. And one way we've been overcoming that and why Costco's lack of doing this was terribly disappointing is by using other major corporations that have adopted these protections and said, look, you know, Coca-Cola is a great example. They protect their employees. Do you think their lawyers are no good? They vetted these policies. These policies are strong. These policies are good. And we're hoping throughout the rest of the shareholder season this year to kind of have a ripple and a domino effect and see more and more companies adopting these policies and protecting their employees.
Boy, one can only hope so. I think it's fabulous that you did that and that you're continuing to beat a drum, a path in this direction. Always fun to have you on the show. Justin Danhof, Director of the Free Enterprise Project at the National Center for Public Policy Research. Thanks so much once again for coming on.
Thank you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Put your shovel down for a second, grab a cup of coffee, and give us a call at 855-266-5283. I mean, I really think the big stories on the day, we got lots of politics we can always hammer on with the Keystone Pipeline and what's going to happen with Department of Homeland Security and a plethora of other things, no doubt. But I think people being buried in so much snow, it's unbelievable what's happening to some of those people's homes along the water line, the coastline in Massachusetts, and they just have another storm coming in, and how much snow is too much snow? And the answer is they've already really hit that quota in New England, and here the Patriots win the Super Bowl, and half the people that were there couldn't get back to into Boston. They were sleeping in the airport in Phoenix. And let's just say they have the snow plows out in full force. And then you've got the tail end of Deflategate, which was referred to here and there throughout the Super Bowl broadcast. And ultimately, what's going to be decided with this investigation Does it lead to, you know, you think of Sean Payton being suspended from the Saints or from the NFL for a year, and the Saints, Tom Benson, he just takes him back right after that. They knew. Could something like that happen to Bill Belichick? What happens if it's discovered that Brady paid someone to do it? Or does none of that happen? Is it just kind of a fine for the Patriots and that's it? If they get fined, nobody gets chopped off for however many weeks or for a year, and then it rolls forward and the whole deflating thing is just another bizarre chapter in the encyclopedia of the NFL. Crazy. Tomas, how are you?
Hey, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Kate, I put a nice little picture of a drill instructor talking to the coach of the Seattle team on your Facebook.
I saw it and I said something about it. Yeah, that was clever. Yes.
You know, I believe that with 33 seconds to go, about 10,000 sports writers were already writing, you know, about the game. They were already starting to say, you know, the MVP has to be Wilson, Seattle's great quarterback, as he threw the, as he scored, drove the team down to the touchdown, and his leadership, and this new way of playing football, you know, using the computers and the matchups has gotten rid of the old, archaic, ancient, old-fashioned guts and blood football. We no longer do that. And then all of a sudden, they had to turn the pencil up and start using that eraser. You know?
Yeah,
you know,
no kidding, huh?
Because sometimes you need boots on the ground.
Yeah. You do, and there they needed boots on the ground. I mean, it was just shocking. It's just still so shocking to me that that happened. I really can't believe it. I thought Seattle has this, especially after Curse with the catch that was bobbled all over the place, and he got it, and it was amazing. And you could see Tom Brady's face, the shock after that. And, I mean, it seemed like the fate was sealed, that this was the Seahawks game. But, you know, that's why every second, every down, every play has to happen.
And you know what? There's so many positive things we can say about it, like never give up.
Yeah.
I mean, because everybody thought the game was over.
Yes.
But, you know, there was a rookie who, like you said, was selling chicken in, like, you know, some fried chicken place.
Yeah.
Before the season started. He never gave up. And in that play, if he had waited just for a second, if he had not trained so hard to make his reactions, you know, part of his entire being, because as soon as he saw it was happening, he went straight for where he knew he had to be, because that guy was coming in on a slant. If he waits a second, it's a touchdown.
Yep.
You know? And he held on to the ball. But it reminded me almost, you know, I like politics. I started thinking, man, this reminds me of something in politics. And I'm going, you know, it reminds me of the Republican Party. I mean, and with the last election, it was like they were on the one-yard line, you know. And they can score a touchdown easily, and instead they start playing all these little games with Obama instead of just saying, we're going to ram this political football down your throat. You can take Obamacare and forget about it, baby, because this time the American people have spoken. We're going to get rid of it, and the people are behind us, and if anybody closes the government down, it's you, not, you know? But instead, they passed the ball, and,
crazy.
But, you got to have boots on the ground sometimes, and I think
I love that analogy. You have to have boots on the ground. I think if I'm Pete Carroll, man, I am miserable. I am. I might not be saying that publicly, but I have got to feel like I want to dunk my head and go away for a very long time. I think a lot of those players are going to feel that same way, and they've said as much. It's going to be a tough one to live through.
Well, it's time for somebody.
You could say it's just say it's just a game, but you know, hey, it's a big game.
No. Not with the money in it.
Yeah.
It's not a game anymore. It used to be a game back in the 60s when everybody was making, you know, $20,000 or $30,000. But it's about time somebody becomes a leader on that Seattle team, you know, and has a press conference and says, you know what? Worst things have happened. You know, we're the second best this year, you know. And, move the people ahead, because the people in Seattle, man, I tell you what, the groundhog, that's the least of their worries. They're going to be in the doldrums until football starts again next year, you know.
Oh, yeah.
This year, I guess you could say.
Yeah, they have rabid fans. Yeah.
I think
crazy.
This Super Bowl, Kate, was best for people who really didn't understand football. Like a lot of women who just, you know, go there with the husband or the boyfriend just to, you know, support, and then, you know, they're cooking and just to see how excited everybody was, and the score changing all the time and the way it ended. I think it was a great Super Bowl for those type of people. You know, because
for the average fan, the person who's not even a big fan, sure, because there was drama and there was a lot of changes. There was a lot of lead changes in the end, and what happened on the field, and you know, just the whole thing, the way it played out. You're absolutely right. It's kind of like a novel where you couldn't put it down. You had to find out what the end was. I agree with you, Tomas. Thanks for the call. Although you'd be surprised how many women now, Tomas, are into football, especially football of every sport across the board, and maybe baseball is still a little bit more, but I think there are a lot of women, and I get a lot of emails from women about football, so it's pretty interesting. But yes, for anybody who is just kind of a, you know, hey, I'm at the Super Bowl party, they were probably paying a lot closer attention because of what was happening in that game. I mean, all the way across the board, even right before they hit the locker rooms at the halftime, and then coming out, how that turned around the way it did. Very, 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 very crazy, no doubt. All right, as I said, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about what is coming up as far as the meeting on, I call it the terror meeting, but of course that's not the word that's being used at all. In fact, that would be politically incorrect with the way the summit has been put together. So we had an interesting conversation with one of the people that warned the FBI before the Boston Marathon attack that there were some Islamic radicals that were getting ready to do something, that things were exploding. And his name is Dr. Charles Jacobs. He's the president of Americans for Peace and Tolerance. And you catch his stuff kind of all over the place, the Boston Globe, the Jerusalem Post. And he writes a column for the Boston Jewish Advocate, too, as well. So we talk about, how is it that Boston is being upheld as a great role model or a model city where they've had a great working relationship with the Muslim community? And being from there, he says it's anything but that. And this isn't what you want to base your counter-violent extremism, because that's what the conference is being called in February. You don't want to call it that. And that it's Boston is not a positive anti-radicalizing model at all. It's actually a model, is what he says, for how Islamic radicalism is created, developed, and spread. And talking about what happened with the Boston Marathon and how that was ultimately pulled off. And you know, when as that's going on, we see that once again every day, however they make it happen, ISIS finds a way to get some message out, whoever it is that they're threatening this time around. And they're still recruiting people from Australia, the United States, the UK, other places in Europe. It doesn't matter what kind of video is shown. They camouflage certain things, and they have a lot of young, disillusioned men frankly, that are curious about ISIS or ISIL. And I'll tell you, if they're from the United States, I absolutely think that that passport should be revoked. Hang with us.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We can count. And boy, are there a lot of numbers to talk about. I found something interesting today, and I think it might have been in the USA Today. I'm not sure. Somebody sent me a link. So you may have seen this article. I think it was the USA Today. And the USA Today did a thing about sleep. The National Sleep Foundation decided to go through how much sleep people need, and they revamped some of the numbers, if you will. And the numbers included this. It's a nonprofit scientific foundation, by the way. I'll throw this in. And this is the numbers. The numbers are depending on age, of course. So for adults, 7 to 9 hours. How many people listening to me get 7 to 9 hours sleep? I'm just wondering that out loud. I think people don't get 7 to 9 hours sleep, although wouldn't it be great? I think you're much better at dealing with life and you're not so cranky and your mind works better when you get to sleep, but it's just who has the time? It's really tough when you're when you've got things going on to get the recommended amount of sleep. I don't know. How do we do it before? Newborns are supposed to get 14 to 18 hours of sleep. Well, of course, that makes sense. What do they do? Sleep, sleep, sleep. And toddlers, 11 to 14 hours. Then they have that whole thing about school-age kids. They were talking about changing the hours of school because, like, a teenager should get 8 to 10 hours, right? And a young adult should get 7 to 9 hours. And I'll kind of jump around. Preschoolers are supposed to get 10 to 13. And then what they did was this panel had 6 sleep experts and experts from other medical associations chiming in as to what it did for your health, for you mentally, for your brain power, all of that. And so it seems as though the baseline, especially for adults, is 7 hours. And I'm just wondering, because they base it on performance, health, all that kind of stuff. And I just wonder out loud how many people actually really get that much sleep. I think we think that it's one of those things day to day, like we're like bears, so that we can save it up. You know what I mean? I had my grandchild with me. I was running around. I only got 5 hours sleep, but you know, tomorrow I'll catch up and I'll be able to get all the sleep that I need. And it is true. It does not work that way. It would be great if it did. Trust me, because I would take advantage of it. Sometimes I've been on these flights where we get off the air and then you go early in the morning and there's no way you could risk falling asleep. And I mean, forget it. I don't know how in college any of us did any of those all-nighters or any of you with sick babies and the, you know, what you have to do if you have to go to work the next day, especially. All right. Here's another one of numbers sad. Cars, trains, etc. collided in New York and 6 people are dead as a result of this. Of course, this was a very big story. And it was a Metro North commuter train on Tuesday where this happened in Valhalla, New York. It happened at 6:30 in the evening, right in the middle of rush hour, so caused a lot of delays and whatnot there. There was an explosion that ignited, I guess, both of the cars on that one train line, and they had a tough time putting it out. So it really led to people being backed up, meaning in and around where the accident was, the train line itself. It was a big hassle. And doesn't it seem like whenever they have these train things, it happens during the commute, either in the morning or in the evening? All right, how about this? From Dallas, Texas, Lane Planting Works, they say, has been fined $110,000 plus for 21 workplace health and safety violations by the Department of Labor, in other words, OSHA. According to an OSHA release, the chrome plating company's owner knowingly exposed employees to dangerous levels of hexavalent chromium, which is a carcinogen. Can you imagine that? And it causes long-term health issues, including lung cancer and kidney failure. So all these workers had these dangerous, and this made huge national news, all these workers had dangerous chemical residue on their clothing, and it was unsafe. And because they didn't check that, who knows what the future of the employees are. They're saying that the business has 15 days to comply, so they have to clean it up. So I guess that's certainly the good thing. But these were willful violations for failing to use controls to reduce the exposure to really, really toxic stuff. You know, I think there's this expectation, and hopefully this audience is so smart you don't have that expectation, but I think sometimes when you work for somebody and it's like, oh boy, I've worked here for so long and they take great care of me, but then you find something nefarious is going on. And I'm not one for over-regulation, but I'm certainly one for safety. And yeah, cut a little corner here, cut a little corner there, and then years down the road you find out that, oh, that person developed lung cancer, that person. I mean, you really have to look out for yourself. Not to be Not to be a negative Nancy, but you always, here's what you have to do, I think. You got to question things. Question, question, question. You know, you got to question why this, why that, to get to the bottom of it, to know things like, hey, there's something wrong with the levels here in this plant, and let's fix it. Let's do something about it. You know, if more people would ask those questions, maybe you could cut some of the things off at the pass and not, you know, not be in a situation where your health, and your welfare is at stake, and you're relying on somebody you think you can trust, and you think it's the person that you you work for. We have a lot of examples of that. All right, how about this one? A 183-year-old tortoise is the world's oldest living land creature. How do they know it's 183? Jonathan the tortoise lives on the British territory of St. Helena, and they say that Jonathan is believed to be the oldest anyway. Wrinkly skin, that kind of stuff. He's got some age problems that they examined. 183. That's crazy. 1832, that means. And that means he's been through two world wars, right? Revolutions. Totally outlasted any of the human companions, that's for sure. And I looked at some pictures of this tortoise. It does look ancient, but I don't know that I would have said 183. And obviously they have some documentation for the people who took care of Jonathan, and when they, as he matured and somebody moved on, somebody passed away, was given to somebody else. And I don't know, I think it's kind of a cool story. I have turtles in my neighborhood, and certainly none of them are 183 years old. They're probably 2 years old. Who knows? They look like babies to me. Every once in a while, I catch one of them crawling around on the sidewalk, and I'm like, wow, that is so, so, so cool to see that. But I guarantee they're not the older tortoises crawling around. They're the young ones jumping around and then burying their, you know, how they pull their head back in their shell. And I see that happen all the time, and it just absolutely cracks me up. All right, another thing that I came across in a link that somebody sent me that I thought was pretty interesting and worth mentioning here on the show. I used to live in Nebraska, a place called Kearney, Nebraska. I spent a bunch of time in Omaha, and I certainly spent some time in L.A. But did you know that they say by 2045, with all this traffic congestion in Nebraska and Omaha, that it's going to be as bad as it is in L.A. It's going to be just as bad. So they're saying that you can be in this medium-sized city, but with this transportation information, a federal study shows that a traffic projection in Omaha, Nebraska, will equal Los Angeles. I just find that so hard to believe. And the Transportation Research Board, they have an annual convention, and they say, look, we've been planning for a long time, and we're watching this. We've spent 18 months compiling a futuristic look at how our nation will actually fare if the ways in which people and goods get from place to place evolve just as they did in the 20th century. So it's this DOT study, which is, I mean, again, hilarious that you can compare the population of those two places, which is so different, using millennials and baby boomers and all that, and find that beyond the traffic, what you would get is a similar situation. Ugh, it'd be brutal to be in Omaha and be stuck in traffic, because part of the idea is, hey, I'm living in this cool city, and I don't have these long commutes. In Los Angeles, you never know what your commute's going to be. I think the funniest thing ever is when you go to Los Angeles and you're in one suburb and somebody wants to meet you in another suburb, and you have soft plans because who knows when you're going to get there for lunch, because the traffic could alter everybody's plan. All right, that's it for another edition of We Can Count.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.